Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News. For Wednesday, February 25th, I'm Elizabeth Nonemaker. An early morning fire in East Hollywood has left one woman in critical condition. The unidentified 35-year-old woman was pulled from the building and taken to a local hospital. The woman was believed to be living in an illegally converted unit, according to the LAFD. It took 84 firefighters to put out the flames. The fire also damaged several businesses in the strip mall along Santa Monica Boulevard. Here's shop owner Billy Racinos on the incident.
Everything in there, everything is black right now, full of smoke. There's a lot of damage due to because we sell mostly flowers. So all the smoke went inside the refrigerator. The refrigerator is completely lost.
The cause of the fire is unknown and under investigation. L.A. City Mayor Eric Garcetti joined state Democratic leaders today as they announced proposals to create more affordable housing in California. The assembly members plan to introduce bills that would establish funding for affordable housing through placing a small fee on real estate transaction documents, as well as using a portion of Proposition 47 funds to invest in housing support for formerly incarcerated Californians. Englewood is moving ahead with plans to build an NFL stadium. Englewood City Council decided unanimously on Tuesday not to take the matter to a public vote, but instead fast-tracked the project. The city would still need to secure a deal with the St. Louis Rams, which may be interested in relocating to Los Angeles. But local businesses weren't the only ones celebrating after last night's stadium news. As Andy Vasoyan reports, one Southern California fan group is ready for football to return to L.A.
Rams fans in L.A. are preparing for their original team to come home after the Englewood City Council approved a plan for an 80,000-seat stadium. The stadium development is being pushed forward by Stan Kroenke, owner of the St. Louis Rams. Tom Bateman is director of the nearly 50,000-member Bring Back the L.A. Rams fan club. He's confident the Englewood plan will work out.
These are very concrete and tangible steps. This is not, making artist rendering. This involves money. This involves a lot of moving parts, and the parts are all moving in Englewood.
Moving forward, a team could be back as soon as 2016. Andy Vasoyan, Annenberg Radio News.
Local and school officials in Linwood are creating a program to help break down barriers faced by young men and women of color. The Village Project is a response to President Obama's My Brother's Keeper initiative. Linwood is a predominantly Hispanic city, and many of its neighborhoods experience high levels of poverty. Gary Hardy Jr., the vice president of Linwood Unified School District, says the project gets its name from the African proverb, "It takes a village to raise a child."
Bringing our community together and all of its villagers, made up of elected officials, residents, students, teachers, alumni, to help our youth succeed in life, college, and career.
The Linwood Project will create programs that encourage mentorship, family literacy, civic engagement, and career planning. If you want to make a hit movie, make sure your cast looks like America itself. That's a conclusion of UCLA's annual study on diversity in the media. Rania Aniftos has the details.
Movies and TV shows with diverse casts tend to excel in ratings, according to UCLA's second annual Hollywood Diversity Report. This comes on the heels of last weekend's Oscars, which were criticized by many for their lack of minority representation. The report, which was released today, says that the goal is to, quote, examine relationships between diversity and the bottom line in the Hollywood entertainment industry. However, despite this interest in cultural variety and entertainment, the report shows that Hollywood's diversity is not progressing at the same rate as the U.S. population. Although the United States is comprised of 40% minorities and has slightly more women than men, both groups represent a much smaller portion of on-screen and behind-the-scenes roles. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
USC's 2015 commencement speaker will be businesswoman and media presence Melody Hobson. Her achievements include chairing the board of directors at DreamWorks Animation, serving as president of Ariel Investments, and contributing to CBS News and Black Enterprise magazine. Hobson will also be granted an honorary doctorate, along with five others, including former USC football coach Pete Carroll and California's Attorney General Kamala Harris. Griffith Park is showing George Harrison a little love on what would be his 72nd birthday. Harrison died from cancer in 2001. LA City Councilman Tom Labange will hold a ceremony to plant a yew pine tree in honor of the often lesser appreciated Beatle. Harrison practiced Hinduism and he enjoyed nature, especially gardening. The original Harrison pine tree was planted in 2004, but it died last year from an infestation of, ironically, beetles. The yew pine tree was chosen as a replacement because it can withstand insects. Kenneth Womack is author of several books about the Beatles.
He was the philosophical center of the band. One of his last songs with the Beatles was called I, Me, Mine, in which he challenged the ways in which human beings are overshadowed by the needs of the self. He's really that spiritual soul, and he exerted that so deeply toward the end of their career that it has a lasting impression.
Harrison's best-remembered songs include Here Comes the Sun and While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Another busy day in LA sports. Here's Max Holm with today's Sports Minute.
Sports Minute
with Max Holm.
In light of the news out of Inglewood today, plans for the San Diego Chargers and Oakland Raiders to relocate to Los Angeles seem to be going in the right direction. After an announcement to build a $1.7 billion stadium in Carson last week, the teams have taken care of business so that the city of Carson will soon be able to vote on having an NFL team. Meanwhile, in Glendale at Dodgers spring training, outfielder Andre Ethier said he wants out of LA if he's not starting this season. With Yasiel Puig, Carl Crawford, and highly coveted Jock Peterson, it may already be time for Ethier to pack his bags. From the diamond to the hardwood, Lakers coach Byron Scott was irate with his team. Scott called the Lakers' behavior following their win over the Boston Celtics Sunday distasteful. Scott may think all Lakers must uphold the classiness of the Showtime Lakers, but these gentlemen are far from Magic and Kareem. It's hard to figure out what's more concerning, the Lakers going nuts over their 14th win of the season, or Scott benching the only young players he has for mediocre veterans that won't be on this team in a year or two. Max Holm, Annenberg Radio News.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street, with rising oil prices and modest housing data influencing the market. The Dow edged higher, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ dipped lower. Home sales were slightly down in January, but an increase in supply has some analysts optimistic for further economic growth. The markets briefly moved up after Fed Chairman Janet Yellen again said an increase in interest rates is not planned for the immediate future. Thousands of L.A. school teachers are set to demonstrate tomorrow morning over their impasse with the LAUSD. The six-month negotiation between the nation's second-largest school district and teachers' union is stuck in the mud. The union is demanding an 8.5% salary increase, but the school district says this is impossible without severe layoffs. LAUSD is offering a 5% increase instead. The two sides will work with a mediator in March to try and reach an outcome. If you've ever wondered about the origins of curious words and phrases, here's Nick Ring with today's Root Source. Well, it seems like we have a little bit of an issue with the audio for that story, so we will move on. If you ever thought nobody could love animals more than you, just wait until you meet Bonnie Chavez, who works at Pets Delight in South Pasadena. In this sound portrait, we hear why she is so passionate about animals.
Well, I was gonna either work with children or work with animals. And working with animals are the same as working with children. They give you a joy. And, you know, if you treat them right and you always tell them how well they are and that they're good, then they're gonna be a good animal. If you are always naughty with them and they're bad, then that's when they run away and they end up at the pound. So my theory was is that I would work with them and help, you know, rehabilitate them and make sure they all get a good home. And everybody here does get a good home. We have rescue animals that we do rescue from shelters, and we also rescue them from people. We also have individual puppies that come from individual breeders that are reputable breeders. We have birds, we have mice, rats, we have rabbits, puppies, and cats. We do have reptile and fish too. We have a grooming station, and those are grooming dogs that are in for the day. And then the groomer grooms them, and then and she socializes with all her grooming dogs. They're all wonderfully taken care of. They all play together. She brings toys for them while they're waiting to get groomed. So she interacts with all the puppies. She's a wonderful groomer, too. I enjoy my animals because when I come home, it's like they're the ones who are waiting for me. And I come through the door and they are just so excited to see me. I have 32 water turtles that I take care of every day. It takes me 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours when I get home. But I enjoy my water turtles. I enjoy my 5 leopard geckos, 2 golden geckos, 3 green geckos, 7 betta fish, a little chihuahua that is the best. And my son, the wonderful thing, is 21 and he falls in place too there.
It's an exciting day at our own Wallace Annenberg Hall. The Media Center will be renamed as the Julie Chen / Leslie Moonves and CBS Media Center. Rachel Scott is here with us in the studio. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Elizabeth.
How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
I am great. So can you tell us, who are Julie Chen and Leslie Moonves?
All right. Well, you guys may know Julie Chen as the host of Big Brother and co-host of The Talk, but she is also a former USC alumni. She majored in English when she was here. And her husband, Les Moonves, is the CEO of CBS.
Okay. So how can you describe the atmosphere here?
Yeah. So it's a really exciting day, a big special announcement, obviously. There are about dozens of people here today. Including, you know, we have USC President Max Nikias, CBS 2's Pat Harvey is here, Inside Edition's Kevin Frazier, as well as dozens of students and faculty. So it's a really exciting day, big day for the Media Center and for USC.
Yeah, you have a bite from President Nikias, correct?
Yeah, so there is an event going on right now. They're actually revealing the name. President Max Nikias spoke earlier. It talked about Julie Chen. So let's hear what he had to say.
Yes, please.
To their storytelling. In the Julie Chen, Les Moonves, and CBS Media Center, students across all media platforms are now well connected to each other, to their sources, and to their audiences. Their work can go from the editing suite to the radio waves to the blogosphere. And it can all be done without leaving this space.
That is very exciting.
Yeah. Right. And yes. That's one of the great things about the Media Center. You know, it's home to all of our media outlets, Annenberg Radio News, Annenberg TV News, and Neon Tommy. So exactly what he was saying, it's really exciting. We're able to do great things in here, and we're happy that she, you know, is taking part in naming the Media Center.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right. Well, that is it for today. We had help today from Sarah Crevoy. Our board operator is Lexi McAvinci. Christian Brown is the newscast producer. And the executive producer is Sean Birch. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I am Elizabeth Nonemaker.